Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, this is Diego Aparicio and you're listening to Fred Film Radio. I'm here at the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and here with me today is Joël Oudenaarde from the Netherlands. Joël is the Dutch representative of this year's 28 Times Cinema Jury for the Giornate degli Autori, which is a program primarily funded by the Lux Prize team of the European Parliament. Good morning, Joël.
Good morning, Diego. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for making time to be here today. First of all, a huge congratulations for making it on this year's jury. And, you know, how did you hear about 28 Times Cinema? And which cinema are you representing here?
I'm representing Cinema Kino, which is in Rotterdam. And I heard of this program mostly by word of mouth. For me, it wasn't very well advertised online, but through a connection, I got to know this program. I sent an email to my cinema, Kino, once again. They sent me an email back right away saying, this is what you have to do to make it to the program, which seems doable. So I started working on my application, and a few days later, it was done.
Amazing. And what would you say your background is in film? Is this your first time doing something in the industry, or...?
It is the first time I'm doing something in the industry. I'm more, what you say, a casual cinema lover. I studied history. I did a bachelor and master's in Belgium, where I did a lot of cinema classes. I did history of film. There was a lot of options to, you know, express your interest in other subjects. There was a lot of things you could do to discuss cinema, but it wasn't like on a professional basis. It was no writing. It was just hanging out with friends and talking about cinema.
Well, that sounds impressive that you had that experience from a university level, even though it wasn't your main subject. How do you think this experience in Venice has helped you develop your knowledge of cinema?
I think it has helped me really quite a lot, because I've been to film festivals before, but just as a visitor. And what we do here now with the 28 Times Cinema is really quite intensive to work, as you would say, like part of the industry. Like every day you have the same group of people, you talk about film a lot. So you go to bed thinking about cinema, you wake up thinking about cinema. And on top of that, you also start to write about things. You interview people. You really get a sense of perspective from the other side. You see so many people and how they experience the same festival in such a different way, whether it's like a producer, whether it's a member of parliament. There's so many faces, and you get to learn things every day.
Sounds like a dream.
It is a dream.
What have been your other impressions from Venice? You know, is there any film that you've seen at the festival, talking about non-Giornate films, that you would recommend to our listeners?
I watched Giants Being Lonely. I was pretty unaware of it before. I was just in a queue, just going to see any film, basically, and I stumbled upon that one. And There was a lot of good things in that. And I also stumbled upon the actors on the street, had a talk with them. They were really nice. I mean, that also helped, you know. Of course, the film is for me good in itself, but that also
enriched.
Made it a little bit better. Yeah, enriched the film. So yeah, I would really recommend that.
Amazing. And what about the Lux Prize films you've seen? I am aware that as part of your role on 28 Times Cinema, you also become the Lux Prize ambassador in your country. What is the Lux Prize all about, and what did you think of the films here?
Well, the Lux Prize is all about helping the distribution of films, making it accessible in multiple countries by doing the translations, and then, you know, also the general just promotion of European films. And we saw the films in 2 days, pretty close. In a close succession, and I think as a group we were all very impressed by it. The quality of the films was very good. I knew about the prize before, so I knew I was going to see, for example, Cold Case, Hammerschott, you know, with my background as a history major, I knew this was going to be a fun film, and it turned out to be. It exceeded my expectations even. But the other two films were for me also really good quality, really engaging, really had a good point to say. So yeah, I've been really overwhelmed and impressed by the Lux Film Prize.
That's wonderful to hear. So would you recommend these films to Dutch viewers during the Lux Film Days in November?
Yeah, in a heartbeat. No question about it.
So you're also doing workshops here on the Lido, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And which one have you participated in?
I did the workshop in translating, organized by Suti, I think it's pronounced, which was done by an Italian professor in translating, who is also very much specialized in how to make cinema accessible for blind people. I really enjoyed that experience. For me, it was very interesting to see how we can make cinema accessible for as many people as possible.
That's a really remarkable thing to be learning about. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for being with us here today, Joël. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Val.
Yeah, thank you very much. I had a good time.
From the Venice Film Festival, this is Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.